Topic 5.6 is the good old Calvin cycle. Describe the light-independent reactions as reduction of carbon dioxide using the products of the light-dependent reactions, including carbon fixation in the Calvin cycle, the role of GP, GALP, RUBP and Rubisco, and describe the products as simple sugars that are used by plants, animals and other organisms in respiration and the synthesis of new biological molecules, including polysaccharides, amino acids, lipids and nucleic acids. No pressure here, right? The Calvin cycle takes place in the stroma, okay? Don't forget that. What you're doing is making a molecule called triose phosphate, or sometimes referred to as GALP, glyceraldehyde phosphate, from carbon dioxide and ribulose bisphosphate. That's a 5-carbon compound. GALP can be used to make glucose and other substances, needs ATP and protons to keep the cycle going. And the reactions are all linked into a cycle, which means that RUBP, ribulose bisphosphate, gets regenerated. So Melvin Calvin, probably one of the most unfortunately named biologists, member of the radiation laboratory at Berkeley, studied photosynthesis using radioactively labelled carbon dioxide and used heavy carbon dioxide fed to chlorella algae, tracked the path of the synthesis of the different molecules. Okay, so we're looking at carbon dioxide being converted into carbohydrate. Three phases, okay? The first phase is carboxylation. We're looking at carbon dioxide fixation using RUBP in the presence of Rubisco, an enzyme. Second phase, reduction. Reduction of glycerate 3-phosphate, GP, to glyceraldehyde 3-phosphate, GALP. Third phase, regeneration, reformation of the CO2 acceptor molecules. Okay. You don't need to know the molecular structure of all of these. However, first phase, carboxylation. CO2 enters the leaf through the stomata and diffuses into the stroma of the chloroplasts. Here in the stroma, it's combined with RUBP. That's a 5-carbon compound. This gives an unstable 6-carbon compound, which very quickly is broken down into two molecules of glycerate 3-phosphate. Those are 2 × 3-carbon compounds. This is catalyzed by the enzyme Rubisco, ribulose bisphosphate carboxylase. Okay, that catalyzes the reaction between the two molecules. Okay, there are 8 sites on Rubisco where CO2 can be fixed. Okay, it's worth remembering. You've got an enzyme, you've got active sites, start thinking about what temperature might do to that. Phase 2, reduction. ATP from light-dependent reaction provides energy to turn the 3-carbon GP into GALP, or triose phosphate. This reaction requires the protons, which are coming from reduced NADP, which is also from the light-dependent reaction. Reduced NADP then gets recycled to NADP, which can go back to the light-dependent reaction. GALP can then be converted into many useful compounds, such as glucose. Phase 3, regeneration. 5 out of every 6 molecules of GALP are used to regenerate RUBP, and the regeneration of RUBP takes the rest of the ATP that's been produced by the light-dependent reaction. Okay. Don't get bogged down in the number of turns that are involved. We'll come on to those if we've got time. Okay. Organic substances can be formed using all of these intermediates. GALP and GP can be used to make carbohydrates, lipids and proteins. 2-GALP will make a hexose sugar. Starch can be formed from many hexose sugars. For lipids, the fatty acids are derived from GP. The glycerol is derived from GALP. In proteins, some amino acids can be derived from GALP as well. Okay, so it's very useful substances here. 2 molecules of GALP are made each turn. Okay, so 5 out of 6 molecules of GALP are used to regenerate RUBP. 2 molecules of GALP are needed to make a hexose sugar. So you need several turns to make 1 molecule of hexose sugar. You need 6 turns precisely. Okay, at this point. You need 6 molecules. So yes, you need 6 turns of hexose sugar. 3 turns of the cycle produce 6 molecules of GALP.